Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pires. And we just scroll around only one sport, and that is Sri Lanka's performance against Pakistan. The first one, the international, concluded at Rawalpindi, almost at midnight Sri Lanka time. Take a look at the scores. Sri Lanka won the toss, decided to bat first. They brought in Kamil Misra, making his debut in the one-day arena. And Sri Lanka went with 7 batters and 4 bowlers. Now, was this combination right? And the 4 bowlers included 2 specialist spinners, as against Pakistan, who brought in 4 seamers and a 5th seamer being a part-timer. I also want to tell you that there was a suicide attack just near the grounds, but all credit to the security and the organizers of Pakistan Cricket Board, the PCB, for making sure that the game went on uninterrupted. And the latest news I have is that there's extra security for the Sri Lankan players. Now let's dive straight into the scores. Batting first, Pakistan is put into bat, was struggling at one stage, but everything turned the other way around when they made 299 runs in their allotted 50 overs, almost banking 110 runs in the final 10 overs, simply dominant. Agarkar's 104 of 107 deliveries was the feature, as Sri Lanka really struggled to get Talal and Agar out. It was fantastic effort with the bat by the Pakistani. Sri Lankans, well, sadly, none of the top order batters went on to make anything big. They lost by 6 runs. Vanidhu Hasaranga top scored with 59. Excellent effort. But at the end of the day, all that matters is Pakistan have won the long opener. Fantastic effort of 4 wickets for 61 runs. A Pakistani speed merchant, Harish Rauf, who really turned things around, because remember that Sri Lanka had an opening stand of 85 with Pathum Nissankar and Kamil Misra stitching an excellent partnership. It all looked tickety-boo for Sri Lanka at one stage, but then things simply, you know, went haywire after Pakistan got the breakthrough. There is a lot of talk that the centurion Agarkar was pretty lucky in getting his century, because he was plumb out LBW, but Sri Lanka did not have a DRS opportunity because they had burnt both DRS options, and it was the Pakistani umpire who disallowed that appeal. But that's part and parcel of the game, isn't it? End of the day, Pakistan have won the long opener by 6 runs, and the next game is coming up tomorrow, the 13th, at the same venue. And we sincerely hope that everything would be normal, especially the security. And Sri Lanka will then decide whether they want to have 5 bowlers and 6 batters. That is something that we'll keep our eyes open on. Well, that's it from me and Lakit Pires for the moment, because it was all cricket today. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. Bye for now.